Why, another day in Wormwood Forest.
Hello, boys and girls. Once again, it's time for another visit with our friends down in Wormwood Forest.
Hey, hey, don't run away. Listen up while you want to stay. There's always lots of fun down in Wormwood Forest.
Hello, everybody. This is Dippy Dwarf. Today, Frankie Frog is approached by a fox in regard to a new career.
So don't leave your radio. Listen to our animal show. There's always lots of fun down in Wormwood Forest.
Ah, the sound of the cash register is music to my ears.
Who is tampering with my cash register?
It's only I, Swindler Q Fox.
Well, this is only I, Barbara Q Pig, telling you to leave that cash register alone.
But Pig, I thought I was supposed to handle your money matters.
Only on paper, and I don't mean paper money.
But Barbara Q Pig, how can I carry on without money?
I dare say you'll carry on all right, but I'm not giving you an opportunity to carry off.
Pig, your lack of confidence in me hurts me to the quick.
You'd better be quick about getting your paws out of that cash register. Oh, horrors, it's time for my mud bath.
Nah, me. The cash register is empty. She keeps her money in the safe. Well, I think I shall take the morning paper out to the terrace and read a while. The sunshine's quite warm. I'll sit here and read the sports news.
Well, well, for those at Swindler Q Fox.
Ah, good morning, Gerald Grasshopper.
Mind if I read the paper over your furry shoulder?
Not at all, Gerald.
How's the swindling racket, Fox?
Not good. The pig refuses to let me get near the cash.
You can make money these days without swindling. Look at that article there, Fox.
Oh, wrestling is the big money-making game these days.
All you have to do is get a wrestler and be his business manager.
Grasshopper, do you wrestle?
Who, me? I should say not. Think I'm crazy?
The wrestler.
You see, Fox, wrestling isn't what it used to be. These days, it's a big show. Wrestler has to be a big show-off.
Show-off, eh? Like the frog?
Yep, like the frog.
The frog? Frankie Frog? Why wouldn't he make a good wrestler?
No muscles.
Oh, that doesn't matter. We can build muscles. Ah, he's just the one.
I'd appreciate it, Fox, if you wouldn't tell him that I suggested him.
Why not, Grasshopper?
Well, if he becomes a wrestler and doesn't like it, he might get a hammerlock hold on me, and then I couldn't chew my tobacco.
That's my proposition.
Well, it sounds mighty inviting, Fox. I'm not sure that I want to become a wrestler.
Why not?
Well, I don't think McKitty would like me with cauliflower ears.
Don't be ridiculous. Frogs haven't any ears.
Hey, that's right. I'll tell you what I'll do, Swindler Q.
I'm listening.
I'll see what McKitty baby thinks about the idea, and then I'll give you my answer.
Your answer must be in the affirmative.
You're better than that. It'll be in the afternoon.
You'll find me at the cricket's house, Frankie.
Hey, so long, Fox. And then up the stairs. And down the hall to Kitty's room. A pretty cat is like a melody.
Oh, it's you, Dream Frog.
Hiya, Kitty Baby. Gosh, you certainly look lovely in that big pink bow.
I always look lovely. I'm just naturally beautiful.
Is that all?
No. I'm not only beautiful, I'm smart. I have brains.
Hey, then you're just the kitty I want to talk to.
Come inside and sit on the love seat.
Beside you?
Yes, here.
Gee whiz, kitty. I took one look at you. That's all I had to do. And then my heart stood still. Though not a single word was spoken, I could tell you knew. That unfelt clasp of hands told me how well you knew. I never lived at all until the thrill of that moment when my heart stood still. My kitty baby, that moment when my heart stood still.
Oh, Frankie, when you sing to me, I feel weak in my furry knees.
Yeah, I like for you to be weak and feminine, Kittykins.
And I like for you to be big and strong, Frog.
Hey, you do? Then you don't care if I become a wrestler?
A wrestler? Who said anything about wrestling?
Yeah, the fox. He wants me to become a wrestler.
You, a wrestler of all the wild ideas. Wow, wrestler with a broken nose and cracked ribs. Of all the silly things.
Now, Kitty, don't get upset.
Who's upset?
Kitty, hey, don't start that.
I'll start what I like.
Yeah, you be careful with the curtains.
Who cares about curtains?
Oh, please, Kitty. Careful with those claws.
I'll do what I please with my claws.
But, Kitty, you're ripping the room apart.
I feel like ripping you apart. Become a wrestler.
But, Kitty, think of all the money I'd make.
What did you say?
Well, first take your claws out of the slipcover, Kitty.
They're out. Now, say that again.
Yeah, I said think of all the money I'd make.
That's what I thought you said.
Then you don't mind if I become a wrestler?
Would you buy me expensive gifts?
Well, nothing is too good for my kitty, baby.
You said it.
Thanks for your consent, Kitty.
Where are you going?
To tell the fox.
Not Swindler Q Fox.
Yep. He's going to be my business manager.
Hi, diddly-dee, the rest is life for me. A satin robe and a pair of tights, a jewel belt, and I'll win the fight. Hi, diddly-dee.
I made up my green hair to become a wrestler.
Splendid, Frog, splendid. Now you must start training at once.
Do I have to train, Fox?
But of course. You may work out at the YAAA. In Hazelnut Hollow.
The YAAA. Of course, that's the Young Animals Athletic Association. Oh, boy. Just to think, I'm going to become a wrestler.
I can hardly wait to tell Susie Skunk about this. Imagine my frog becoming a wrestler.
If you're working your way through dairy school by selling margarine, I don't... Oh, hello, Kitty.
Hello, Susie Skunk.
Do come in, Kitty.
Don't mind if I do.
Pay no attention to the oil mop. It's unimportant.
Sue, wait till I tell you the news.
Oh, has someone robbed the pig? Did someone get married?
No, Frankie Frog is going to become a wrestler.
No.
Yeah.
But he'll become awfully strong, Kitty. Why, he'll throw you around like a dandelion.
Not this, Kitty. I'm going to train, too.
Where are you training to? Oh, I love train trips. The puff-puff of the big choo-choo.
Susie, I'm going to train to become strong. Build muscles.
Oh, train rides are much more fun, Kitty.
Susie, I want to borrow your gym suit.
My gym suit? Well, it's probably in my purse. Now, where did I put my purse?
Under the scatter rug?
No. Oh, I remember. I put it in the bed.
Your purse in the bed?
Well, someone said it looked old enough to retire. Oh, here it is under the blanket.
See if your gym suit's in it.
Yes, ma'am. A jar of prickly pear pickles, powder puffs, a portable mugwump.
Now, what's a mugwump?
That's a good question. Now, let me see. A dustpan, a pair of antique iron trivets. Oh, my salad fork. Encyclopedias.
Encyclopedias?
Only half a set.
Oh.
Oh, here's my gym suit.
It's so sweet of you to let me borrow it, Susie Skunk.
Oh, think nothing of it, Kitty.
Don't you like gym anymore?
Oh, gracious, no. I haven't dated Jim since I met my woodchucky.
Are you ready to start your barbell exercises, Frankie?
Yeah, I guess so, Tippy. Gee, it's nice of you to come all the way to Hazelnut Hollow to help me, Dwarf.
And if you're going to train, Frog, I want you to train correctly.
Yeah, what do I do first?
Let me have a look at these instructions.
Yeah, what a gymnasium. Instructor goes out to lunch at 12 o'clock.
And even instructors have to eat. Oh, but we can follow these instructions, Frankie. First, you do a deadlift, stiff legs.
Dead? Stiff? Oh, boy, this is going to kill me.
Pick up that barbell, Frog.
Okay, don't hit me with it.
You ready? Inhale as you go up.
Okay.
And exhale as you come down. See, it's not hard to do.
Yeah, I should say not. As easy as pie. I feel myself growing stronger already.
Frog, get up off the floor. You've got exercises to do. First, the military press. The deep knee bends. The two-arm pullover. The prone press. Increase the weight, Scrub. The current waist. Increase the weight. Sit up. Shoulder shrugs. Increase the weight. Step forward.
You. Oh, boy. That feel as strong as an ox.
Yeah, we'll see about that. Oh, ox! Come over here a minute, ox.
What you want, dwarf?
We want to see if this frog is as strong as an ox. Here's a rope. You hold this end, ox.
Okay.
Yeah, and I'll hold this end.
Now for the tug of war. Start pulling.
Watch yourself, ox. I'm going to give this rope a big jerk, and here you go.
Oh, you pull me down.
I told you I was strong as an ox. I'm even stronger.
Oh, you're a big bully, you are. You're nothing but a bully frog. I want my mama. I want my mama.
Hey, this barbell training has worked wonders with me, Dippy.
It certainly has.
Ralph? Where's the trainer? Oh, hello, Frankie.
Yeah.
Dippy.
Hi, you kiddikins.
Hey, what brings you over to the gym, kitty?
I came over to get strong. I didn't know you two would be here.
Yeah, I've been here training, building strong muscles. Here, kitty, catch this 200-pound weight.
Ow! Frog, my ribs! You crushed my ribs!
Gee, I guess I don't know my own strength.
Hey, kitty, are your ribs really crushed?
I don't feel any pain.
Then what did I crush?
Well, let me look. I have this gym suit here all rolled up. Oh, look, Susie left this stick of peppermint candy in it.
It used to be a peppermint stick. Now it's splinters. Oh, yeah, he's delicious.
Frankie, if you're that strong, I'll just have to trust you not to be too rough with me. I'm fragile.
You're pretty, too.
Oh, mercy me, such mush.
He dumb clucked a woodchuck.
I know, folks. Don't you realize a gymnasium is no place for sweet words of devotion?
I didn't know it was a place for a woodchuck.
Please, let's not be frumptious. I'm here on business.
Then state your business, friend. We'll listen.
Well, my little old car's waiting outside to take all of you back to the Dwarf Waldorf.
Why the rush, dumb clock?
Well, the fox is waiting there with a contract for the frog to sign. And he wants all of you as witnesses. Shall we go? Dwarf Waldorf. All out.
I go in and see about supper. I think the rest of you will be enough witnesses.
Come on, Woodchuck. Aren't you going to get out?
Oh, mercy me, no. I'm going to finish my ride with my sweetie Sue.
You can go get her later, dumb cluck.
Well, I don't have to get her. She's already in the car with me.
Where?
Here I am in the glove compartment.
Susie, what are you doing in there with the gloves?
Well, I like to be near at hand.
Oh, you're so clever, Sue.
And you're so handsome, Chucky.
And I'm leaving. Now, where is it? Oh, there you are, Swindler Q. Fox.
Ah, glad to see you, Frog.
What's this thing about a contract or something?
I have it here. Just sign on the dotted line.
What do I sign? Frankie Frog or Franklin Frog or
Wait. I have a new name for you, Frog.
A new name? I like Frankie better than any new name.
But if you are to be a successful wrestler these days, you must have a colorful name. A name that will attract the paying customers.
You mean I can't make money without a different name?
Of course not.
Then you'll take the new name, Frog.
Yeah, sure I will.
Good. Sign your new name here. Gorgeous Frog.
Gorgeous Frog?
Yeah, that's me. Gorgeous Frog.
With a name like Gorgeous Frog, how can Frankie help but become the champion wrestler down in Wormwood Forest?
Hey, hey, that's all today. We're so glad that you could stay. There's always lots of fun down in Wormwood Forest.
Next time, Frankie, Gorgeous Frog meets his first opponent. Till then, this is Dippy Dwarf saying so long.
Remember next Saturday, listen to Wild Animal Play. There's always lots of fun down in Wormwood Forest.
Wormwood Forest, written by Tom Titchener, has come to you from WSM in Nashville, Tennessee. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.